This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Building a great reputation. This is the DJV Show. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. Victoria off this week. She's resting comfortably after her procedure. So that's good. Keep our fingers crossed. She'll be back on the program next week. We're talking about building a great reputation. I think the reason that we build that reputation here is because we're helping people. And I think the more you do to help people, the more people you help, the more people help other people. My philosophy is of life is that we're all here to help, and in a positive way. It's powerful when you think about helping others and actually can do it. It's really kind of a cool thing. So I say that lovingly as I think about what we do here daily on the DJV program, bringing you up to date on things like this radio blast. Ladies, have you heard this radio blast from a quasar? Remember when they had television? I'm trying to remember who it was that built. Was it Motorola that built a quasar television? Quasars.
Makes me think of a tool used by Dr. Evil, though, in Austin Powers. I have a quasar.
Right. Well, there is some. There's a blast of energy that has been sensed here on the Earth that has taken 13. You got to sit down for this. 13 billion years to arrive here. So if you can't figure that out, what it means is the signals detected by these scientists coming from a time way out in the universe when it was less than a billion years old. Because they figure the universe, I don't know how they figure this, is 13, 14, maybe 15 billion years. How at that point, how do you even begin to reasonably figure out what the heck this is all about? Makes people's brains bust. More distant quasars have been found in the past, but this one is notable because it is what they call radio loud. First time that radio jets have been able to be detected from this distant object. So does that mean they have the equivalent of the DJV show on this other planet? And this was 13 billion years ago. Can you imagine, ladies?
It's pretty cool. Makes your head hurt, though.
It kind of does.
Yeah, it does. Quasars, among the brightest objects in the universe, they're found at the center of some of the galaxies powered by supermassive black holes. The surrounding gas is eaten by the black hole. It throws out energy that travels across the universe, and then we are studying it here. Scientists are trying to figure it out.
This is how, when people say, oh, there's no such thing as ghosts. Oh, there's no such thing as aliens. Oh, there's no such thing as God. Oh, there's no such thing as time travel. Oh, the poo-pooers of the world. Then explain what just happened here, because this to me is evidence.
They can't.
Right. And no. Explain to
they're
me how
this happened.
They're stuck
in their own hole, Jennifer.
How you can be so certain that there are so few possibilities when you hear a story like this. It's mind-blowing.
Well, we're
programmed. Keep your mind open.
We're programmed to pay attention to what we grew up around. We're all products of our environment.
And our little brains are so small we can't understand all this stuff, too.
We don't even use all of our brains. We don't, and we become less likely to use our brains. We're not making good decisions for ourselves. We don't know what to really look at, what to listen to. You know, the data switch is on, but it's all coming from another source. It's like a quasar in our hand. Instead of thinking, things through, we're just looking at devices and seeing things and believing what other people tell us rather than thinking it through ourselves. So, in effect, our brain and our mind are becoming smaller instead of larger, or at least for some who are not exercising. Your brain is like a muscle. And without exercising it, it atrophies and it causes death of ideas. It can cause, if your brain's not working, obviously it's going to cause your physical death.
Smartest people I know are not know-it-alls, but they are not afraid to admit that they don't know what they don't know. And I feel, you know, when people ask me about ghosts and aliens and God and all of those deep conversations you probably shouldn't have at Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm. I mean, my answer is you don't know. You only know what you believe, right? What we all believe.
Yeah.
But how can you be so sure that my belief is wrong or that your belief is wrong without any proof? How do you know that? And can't we all just agree to keep our mind open to possibility? Because that's, I think, really the bottom line in all this, right?
Yeah.
You talk about space. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Pretty bizarre, though, isn't it? Huh? When you think about it. All right, getting back to Earth here, the folks at ExxonMobil.
I just can't wait till the aliens hear one of your cows pass gas in like 14 million years. Mark this day in history, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. ExxonMobil suffering a big blow last year, as did all the other oil companies. The company's stock was in decline. Exxon reported four straight quarters of loss amounting to $22 billion, so you can be sure they'll not pay any taxes this year. The largest oil company in the world, devoting much of its attention to cutting costs so it could regain its footing, they reduced its capital budget by $12 billion. See, here's another thing that we have no real idea how big these companies are. These numbers mean nothing, right?
No. That's the problem with these stimulus plans. What does $1.9 trillion mean to people? We have no way of realizing how big that is.
Right, exactly. And so you look at Exxon. I have a friend who's in the oil and gas business, and he was telling me that things have now come back around, but he lost $15 million overnight. And he's got a big portfolio. He's been in the gas and oil business for most of his career, and so it just kept going down and down and down and down and down. So what's going on at Exxon is going on at lots of these other companies that are in the same business. But then you turn that around a little bit. And so what's going on at the pump? The relativity of looking at Exxon, nobody's feeling badly for them because of how they run their businesses over the years. Most people feel like they're screwed at the pump because the way the prices are handled and what makes them go up and down is something that people don't understand. The price of gasoline right now is between 70 and 80 cents a gallon more than it was 2 months ago. Now, people say, oh, it's Biden's fault because he shut the pipeline down. Well, that may have some effect, but it doesn't cost 80 cents a gallon to shut the pipeline down because, in fact, the pipeline wasn't being used that much anyway. It just is the psychological.
And environmental stuff, not only psychologically, but a lot of the new executive orders from Biden have to deal with the environment, and that costs money. We're examples of that in California, where we pay a dollar more per gallon of gas than anywhere else in the country. But what are those taxes for? The taxes are for environmental regulations. Those are environmental taxes that we pay. Mm-hmm. So, the gas tax, all about regulation and about giving money back to the, air quotes, environment and all of that stuff. And the gas tax is ongoing. It's got a sliding scale upwards. And so every year it's going to increase. Right now, it's pretty appalling to realize that if you want 91 gasoline, you're going to pay about $4.35 to 40 cents. If you want 87, you're just under $4. You're probably in the 390 range.
You know what else is? You know what else is happening, Jennifer? Though, the ports are all clogged up. The shipping ports are clogged up. All I can think of is off Manhattan Beach, where the big power plant is, not far from you. The first year I went to California to work in 93, I had a place in Manhattan Beach, and I used to look out the window and you can see these big tankers about a mile offshore that are connected to a port that's pumping oil into the big reserve tanks that are there to be refined. And then you look around and you see what's happening with the inflow of lots of stuff that was purchased even before all this happened, and then people canceled their orders. Well, the ships are still full of stuff, not only from China, but all around the world. And I'm talking about grain that has been stacking up, not only in the ports, but the supply chain, and that's affecting the cost of food. they were eating. You know, the chain, the food chain, the energy chain, whatever chains you want to talk about, they're all predicated on transportation and getting things moving fast through ports, through shipping venues, that sort of thing. And China, as you can imagine, is one of the big problems here, because what they did was they're looking for the empty containers, the containers that are sitting on the ships, for example, in Long Beach, where there's a huge shipping. I don't know how many people have ever driven down the 110, but you go into San Pedro and it's like it's unbelievable how big that shipping port is. And a lot of those container ships, they just sit there because they don't have anything to bring to China. And then when they get to China, they don't have anything to bring back because the orders have all been killed. And it's pretty much the reason the food costs have gone up, the reason the oil prices are going up, the reason all prices are going up are all connected back to the Chinese and the pandemic and the virus that they created there. And, you know, they're still playing that game. And I think part of the game that we need to be aware of, I think I said this last week, I did on the farm show on the American Family Farmer. If you want to listen to that, it's all about food, family, and farm. The foreign ownership of U.S. farmland and how it's grown. There's now a number of foreign entities, but mostly Chinese, buying farmland all over our country. And what are we doing about that? Who's paying attention to that? I think I'm the first person to talk publicly about it anywhere that I know of. The Happy Farm press, always, you know, talking about Monsanto and some of these big agribusinesses, because that's what pays the bill.
All the money, right.
Yeah, exactly. But there have been a number of changes in the legislature brought about by people who are influenced, who get campaign contributions from Chinese interests. And so they're looking the other way. Virginia has seen a huge uptick in the number of acres of land bought by the Chinese through the, what they call, it's the Shuang, I don't know if I can pronounce it, Shuanghui, the Chinese food processing conglomerate that owns Smithfield. That's what, they bought 40,000 acres of land in Virginia last year. 40,000 acres. You multiply that times every state or every ag state, and you multiply that for each year. How long does it take before the Chinese own all of our land? And who's, again, we're asleep at the switch.
And you think that was the plan all along. There's this very famous video from a professor in China that said that the reason that China's population is too great and they are looking for new places to colonize and they've set their sights on America. They need American land to not only to bring people here to live, but to support their population there. Yeah. So.
The land is among the best in the world.
People tell you what they're going to do. It's up to us whether they're going to listen to it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yep. All right, 19 after the hour on the DJV program. Good day.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
It's 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Time for us to check the trending stories here, there, and everywhere from the eyes and the mind of Jay Kirshner, who's in charge of that here on the DJV program. So she and Jennifer and I will go through all of this with a fine-tooth comb, including what's the reality with Prince William. I want to hear more about where he came from or where maybe he came from. Aha! Got your attention, right? Well, listen up. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all 6-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all 6-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch there, ladies, what do we have? You want to, Jennifer, you want to go through what you have laid out in terms of the prince and where he came from? I'm talking about William. I'm not talking about, no, it's Harry.
Harry, yeah.
Harry. Right. I actually, in the download that's presently at djvshow.com, I let you know what I think about William, and it ain't much. He's just kind of a dull bulb.
Well, I just, in watching all of this stuff unfold and hearing people's reactions to it over the last couple of days, one of the claims is that they didn't give Archie, their baby, Meghan and Harry's baby, the title of prince, and Meghan Markle felt that that was because they were worried about the color of his skin. Now, look, it is possible there are racist people around. It's possible. But it could also be possible that they didn't give it to him because they know Harry's never going to take the throne. It is not customary to give prince or princess titles to the second born's kids because they're never going to be in that line. The third possibility is that maybe they're a little concerned because there's always been a rumor, and it's sad, and I hate to even perpetuate the rumor because I think that it's something that's plagued him, and it can't be easy, but I think it's one thing that has to be considered, and that is it's been tabloid fodder for years that Harry isn't the true son of Prince Charles, that instead Diana had a relationship outside of her marriage several times with one person named James Hewitt, and the tabloids always believed that perhaps Harry could have been his son. Now, the royal family has denied this, but I made you and Jay do the research and do a little Google searching. What'd you think, Jay?
Well, I was looking, and the timing doesn't add up. It's saying that their affair took place over 5 years from 1986 to 1991. Harry was born in 84.
Ooh, okay. So maybe the time, but doesn't he look alike? Come on.
I mean, aside from both having red hair, I mean, they both have red hair, and that's about as far as it goes. I was looking at pictures of them next to each other, and then there were, well, no, there's a picture. Somebody has a photo of Charles on the left, Harry in the middle, and this James Hewitt guy on the right, and the two men actually have some similar features.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you say so, I think Harry looks
when you look at Charles
way more
and James,
handsome.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh my gosh, James is so much more handsome. You cannot blame Diana for, hey.
Oh, no. No, I mean, Harry is so much more handsome than Charles. Right. You could tell William.
No, but you remember back in the day, William was heartthrob, and Harry was the weird, dorky little brother. And then somewhere they switch, and Harry is just, like, super hot.
Right.
Sign me up.
So speaking of that, Bruno Mars is supposed to be performing this week at the Grammys, but he's asked that he'd be allowed to. Why?
He's an out of work musician and he wants his band to perform and he's begging the Grammys to let it happen.
Out of work. Send me my check. $1,400.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate narrowly approved a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill Saturday as President Biden and his Democratic allies notched a victory they called crucial for hoisting the country out of the pandemic and economic strains. All Republicans in attendance rejected the bloated bill on a 50-49 party line vote. Congress is waiting for the paperwork from the Senate to do one last vote before going into law. Jury selection in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd, was delayed Monday as prosecutors asked an appeals court to weigh in on a district judge's ruling that jury selection may proceed while appeals over charges are still pending. Chauvin's defense team says Floyd had drugs in his mouth he swallowed at the time of his arrest, leading to an overdose. 14 games are scheduled for Major League Baseball spring training. Tickets are available for most games as they will be played in Arizona and Florida. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
California retail stores may be asked to eliminate separate sections for boys' and girls' toys, clothing, and childcare items if a bill introduced last month by Democrats in the California state legislature becomes law. The bill, co-authored by Democrat Assembly members Evan Lowe and Christina Garcia, said it would require retail department stores with 500 or more employees to maintain undivided areas of its sales floor where the majority of items being offered are displayed, regardless of whether they're an item traditionally marked for either boys or girls. The bill proposes fines up to $1,000 for stores that do not comply. Gasoline prices under President Biden's leadership will continue to go through the roof. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
That 5-cent increase makes it up to a national average of $2.77, which is 32 cents higher than a month ago and 40 cents higher than a year ago. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, motorists will soon see even higher prices.
Motorists can expect gas prices to continue inching ahead in the next week thanks to the continued rise in oil, and it does not look to end anytime soon as refiners soon begin to start switching to seasonal blends of gasoline mandated in the U.S. across the warmer months.
Across the country, Mississippi has the lowest prices at $2.42 a gallon, while California continues to be the highest at $3.74.
Crude oil prices, not demand, is driving up costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Four at the hour now. My voice belongs to me. My mind belongs to me. So you can take that to the bank or wherever you want to take it. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here happily. Great to have her along. And so with Jay, very happy. I love having their company. I know you do too. It's kind of a cool thing about all of this stuff that's going on, the realities of the world. Rob Gronkowski, the Gronk, is releasing trading cards. The Gronk's getting in on the... I didn't realize digital sports memorabilia was that big a deal, right?
I didn't either. So they're digital trading cards?
Yeah. Well, he's been in the Super Bowl four times, so he has some value. So this company, the business partners there, have... they apparently have found Gronk's, one of his friends... And he brought them together, and now they've created five trading cards. But I've got to tell you, I don't know. I mean, I remember baseball cards when I was a kid. I think I had a few baseball cards that were Ted Williams cards.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. And I don't know what happened to them, which is probably a crime.
That's your retirement that you lost.
Right, yeah, it could have been. Yeah, I don't know that I'm too worried about that at this point. But it really is very interesting to look around and see what's going on now, the digital revolution. These cards,
so what
you're
do you do with them?
Hand.
When you get, yeah, when you get them, what do you do?
No cardboard. There's no, you don't hold on to them. So that's
is
a great question.
Is it like
question.
A currency? Because a lot of cards, you know, you would trade baseball cards or football cards.
You mean like
people.
Bitcoin?
That's what I was kind of imagining.
Yeah.
Yeah, that maybe had. No, it was like investing in rare cars or investing in rare artwork, that kind of stuff, I suppose. Gronkowski is art. Now, there's a concept.
have you seen him? He is.
No, is he? Okay, I'll take your word for it. Doesn't do anything for me. All right, the White House has announced that the presidential dog or dogs, is it both of them or just one of them that got booted because he's been biting people? Who is it?
I think both of them are going away, but Major Biden is the one that I guess had the biting incident. They said that two German shepherds that belonged to the president and the first lady were returned to their family home in Delaware after aggressive behavior at the White House involving Major Biden. He was adopted by the Biden family in November 2018 from a Delaware animal shelter, had what one of the people described as a biting incident with a member of White House security. The condition of the victim is unknown. However, the episode was serious enough that the dogs were moved to Wilmington, where they remain. So,
unintended consequences of the news. So what are the Republicans saying about this dog could have been owned by a Republican before they adopted him.
I think Major is a Republican. He's very upset with Biden's border policies. No.
I think
about, though, being a dog and living at the White House. I mean, from the dog's perspective, you're seeing there are a lot of people in and out, a lot of smells, a lot of sounds, helicopters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's got to be kind of weird. And I don't think it's the first time that there was a demeanor problem. Didn't George W. Bush have an issue with one of his animals, too, I think?
I don't remember. I know that Lyndon Johnson did. But I've forgotten whether any... Have all the other presidents... Did Jimmy Carter have dogs?
I don't know.
Clinton? I don't think
people
Clinton
always love to slam Trump for not having any animals, which is, like, ridiculous. But maybe this is why you don't have animals at the White House. Let's see.
Maybe
George W. Bush, animals.
Mm-hmm. All right, meanwhile, let's talk, Jay, while Jennifer's looking that up, about this brawl that's trending at the Bath & Body Works store. And the video that's gone viral, what in the name of heaven is going on here?
It happened in Arizona. Two unidentified women were charged after it was a disagreement. One woman cut in line, wasn't wearing a mask, got too close to another woman who had a child with her. They started throwing some words around, and then the one woman, things were escalating, and so an employee jumped in trying to de-escalate the situation. Where the video picks up, it's one of the customers and one of the employees physically fighting, and then other employees came trying to stop it, but then everybody's getting thrown around. It becomes this pile-up. I mean, it was...
And what are they fighting about? Somebody broke into line?
Clearly it was a buy three, get three sale.
It was a big deal. A spokesperson for L Brands, the parent company, released a statement saying they are deeply concerned over the incident and they're going to do an investigation in partnership with local law enforcement. But when you see the video, no matter what happened, those employees, they didn't conduct themselves very well either. No, that was a brawl.
I think it looked bad. I mean, they don't need it. That Bath and Body Works does not need a security team because those three people were tough. And they're wearing their stupid, like, suspenders and their uniforms and they're
the
on
apron
top of
thing.
This woman. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like...
It's interesting you said that Bath and Body Works belongs to L Brands, which owns a lot of the high-end clothing concerns, too, doesn't it? L Brands, doesn't it own...
I don't even know if it's high-end. Isn't it Victoria's Secret?
Yeah,
Lane
that's
Bryant.
What I was thinking. Yeah.
There's another one, I think, too.
Yeah, right.
New York and Company or something.
With it, yeah.
All right, speaking...
And just to answer your question, I can't find any bad reports. The media used to say that Spotty, which was George W. Bush's dog, was kind of a jerk, but there's no incidents that I can find of him biting anybody.
No.
So Spotty was the last one, and then Beau belonged to the Obamas.
Okay. All right, next up here... speaking of problems that are of your own making, Papa John's, the founder is a guy named John Shatner, or is it Schnatter? I've always said Shatner, but it's Schnatter, is talking in doublespeak these days, saying he's not a racist. I am not a racist. But he's having to purge. He says, I'm working on purging the N-word from my repertoire. This guy's a jerk.
What does that even mean?
Why does it take that much work? How is it taking decades of work?
He's a jerk.
That's ridiculous.
You just don't say it. I just don't understand that. I saw that story, and it was TMZ, and they picked it up, and it went everywhere. And I don't get it. I mean, how do you even use that word, number one? And then if you get caught for using it and you lose stuff, why wouldn't you just get rid of it? It's so...
He got fired, 20 months ago, and he's still working on it? This guy needs to go to a shrink. Much as maybe even more... An exorcist. Get rid of all of that stuff. Kim Kardashian is going to get the house. How about that, boys and girls? Part of her divorce from Kanye, the 15,000-square-foot home that they have. Aren't they in Calabasas? Where are they, Jennifer? Hidden Hills? Where the heck are they?
I think they're the Kardashians are in Calabasas, but Kim and Kanye, I think, lived in Beverly Hills.
Oh, they did? Okay. So they bought a house for $20 million. And they spent $20 million fixing it up. Okay. We were talking last hour about the quasar that came from outer space that's 13 billion years old. How does anybody even imagine that you buy a house for $20 million and you spend $20 million fixing it up? Those numbers.
It's a slum. I know. You're just slumming it at $20 million.
I mean, think about the Kardashians were nothing. Zero. They had nothing. Yeah. They do nothing.
Well, the dad was a high-profile lawyer.
Yeah.
Robert Kardashian represented. Yeah. They weren't, like, destitute.
No, but until Ryan Seacrest came along, it was a hidden secret, if you will.
And by the way, they're in Hidden Hills. I thought they were in Beverly Hills, but they're in Hidden Hills.
All right, so now Kanye moving out. He's buying a 9,000-acre ranch, or has bought one, I guess. That's where he's going to live.
He spends a lot of time in Wyoming, as it is. So.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that where his ranch is?
Yeah, and they've been living apart for a while.
Apparently. All right, boys and girls, something for you to aspire to. While we're in the Los Angeles business, over the weekend, Paul Walker's daughter, everybody remember who Paul Walker is, right?
Oh, yes.
From
Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
And my neighbor from my hometown.
Really? He lived up the street from you?
Yeah, actually right across the boulevard from me.
Mm-hmm. Really? Huh.
Yeah.
All right, well, his daughter, Meadow, has been on the runway at the Givenchy Fall Winter Fashion Show, and she looked like she was right at home. She's 22 years old now, and apparently she was the one most affected, it seemed, by her father's death. And wasn't that what came out of it? Didn't you get that out of this, or the whole thing after the fact?
Yeah, they were incredibly close.
Right. So anyway, did you see the video of this? Walking down the runway with a long black blazer, black skirt and heels. I'm trying to visualize. I don't know. Who pays attention to this stuff now? Hasn't it gotten to the point where society doesn't really want to have a fashion show?
Yeah.
Huh?
It's still very, very big fashion.
Do you pay attention to it? Either of you. Come on, seriously. Jay, Jennifer, do you pay attention to fashion shows? Do you read the gossip about what goes on at the fashion shows?
If I come across something, I will read an article, especially if it's a celebrity that I like. But I don't really go digging for what's going on in the fashion world.
Every once in a while in September, Vogue has a really big fashion issue for the fall. And sometimes it's fun to get that. And they feature a lot of the stuff from the fashion shows and Fashion Week. So sometimes if I see it, I'm out and I'm like, oh, I'll pick that up. I'll pick it up and look into it.
All right. So speaking of fashion, then Victoria's Secret announcement. It's not a secret. Let me rephrase that. This is not a secret. It is about Victoria's Secret. Apparently there's a documentary or a series of documentaries that's coming to Hulu, three parts, delving into the rise and fall of this company. The production is underway, release date about a year from now. According to the producers, the series will trace Victoria's Secret journey from a mail-order undergarment company to the giant retailer that is pretty much now all... Does anybody pay attention? It's kind of like a passé, isn't it? Because of a number of things, including the connection to Jeffrey Epstein. But are they, who goes, would you buy Victoria's Secret stuff, either of the two of you? Speaking of fashions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you would?
Of course.
Yeah, why? What do they make that
you
can't find?
The bras are crazy comfortable. Are you kidding?
Yeah, the bras and the underwear are good.
They're amazing.
Nice lingerie.
You'll forgive me for not knowing that because I don't wear a bra.
Why don't you know that, Doug?
IG. Must have been after
that.
Gotta
look into it. Research.
Do some research. There you go.
But they haven't had the fashion show for a couple of years, right? They have magazines and now this thing. So this, they have to be producing this on their own, I'm going to guess, right? They probably paid Hulu to
it wouldn't be a bad move because I think their business, I think I saw something a couple, maybe even just weeks ago, that they're having to do some shutdowns of their stores, that they're suffering in retail, like so many retail stores. So maybe this is to bolster their image again.
Right. All right, the DJV download. Every day we have different excerpts from the program. So if you haven't listened to the program, you can pick up bits and pieces. Certainly the current download does focus on the conversation that Oprah had with Meghan and the Prince. We also talked a little bit about how to, with home improvement master Tom Kreidler, how to take care of things that may be bugging your basement floor. Right? And then some wallpaper stuff. That's part of it. Check it all out at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts every day.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's a natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over 2 decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
All right, so we are all familiar with Vincent van Gogh, right? Everybody here knows who Van Gogh was.
Of course.
Yeah. There's a new digital experience coming here. Digital art museums now. No more paintings. It's all digital. He's talking about what we were just saying about the baseball cards with Gronk. Now it appears that there's something like this when it comes to Van Gogh and all of his work. There's a traveling show.
Why go to a museum? Right.
But you can't see the pictures. It's a digital show. So why would you bother to go?
It looks fantastic. It's like an immersive experience where it's almost like you're stepping inside the painting.
Really? You think?
I mean, that's cool, but there's still something about going to a museum.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the stuff that's right in front
looking
of you.
At the strokes.
Not
right.
Some digital. Right, exactly. Different strokes for different folks, Jennifer. 10 before the hour.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
On health and your well-being, Dr. Jack Stockwell from his clinic in Salt Lake City here on the DJV program in a matter of moments. Right now, a reminder, Jack, brought to you in part by the folks at Calitrin. Calitrin will help you in ways that you never imagined, really and truly. I say that with a smile on my face and a smile in my voice because I've seen the results. I've felt the results. I've been able to touch my body, if you will, and get what this product does. And it's in an all-natural way, FDA-approved facilities. This has been independently tested by third parties every year for the 23 years they've been in existence. Fabulous for men, women, younger people losing weight naturally, no matter what program you're on now. You can be on a program, and you get the support from Calitrin. It doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs, it doesn't have any gluten. It's all natural collagen protein. Maybe that doesn't mean anything to you. What really you care about probably is that it works, right? And it does. So check it out at toploss.com. I think over the years I've talked about this enough with you, Jack, so we understand how it all works, what the performance regimens are. 45-day guarantee of satisfaction or your money back. Nobody ever gets their money back because it always works. That's the deal. 86% success rate. Wow. So if you have specific questions, they have counselors available. You can talk to them as well. Calitrin, from top to bottom, the best way to get healthy, the right way to get healthy. Go to toploss.com. Use the DJV code, no shipping, and the guarantee of buying one and getting another one free. Every one that you buy as many as you want, you get another one free. That's the value line at toploss.com for Calitrin.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Well, let's the world of technology, ain't it great, ain't it swell? All right, in the meantime, there are some things going on in the world of medicine. I kind of love this because it is one of the things that really, really floats my boat, as they say, right? All the things that are going on. And it isn't just about COVID. Jack has straight, Ken, when he's here, Ken is more or less focused on COVID because he's more of a kind of a researcher, a scientist. But when it comes to Jack, he has a broader, I'm not saying a broader appeal, but certainly a broader scope of interest in things that we talk about. One of the things that's showing up this week, Jay, are women having more side effects from the vaccine than men. Have you heard this in your circle? Anybody you know, women who've gotten the shot, in, let's say husband and wife, they both get their shot at the same time. I actually, now that I see this, I've talked to a couple of people and they told me that the wife had more of, they felt headaches more and nausea and that kind of stuff. Have you heard that from any of your circle? No. Okay.
People aren't experiencing really any symptoms, but the headaches is one that the women have had more than the husbands. And then the site where the shot was administered, mm-hmm. that is, you know, like with the flu. I've noticed that guys are getting a little bit more sore in their arm where they had their shot, and the women are like, nope,
really?
the flu hurt me way more. I'm not even feeling where my shot site was.
You know, there are a lot of hospitals that say that the third wave, the worst of the third wave is over, because this has happened in waves since last year at this mm-hmm. time. There was the first wave that was really bad, and then the second one was worse than the first one, and then the third one, which came about basically around the holidays. There is, you know, most of the reports you see from the nation's hospitals is that they're able to go back to somewhat normal operations, doing operations, taking care of people who have cancer and heart disease and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so they don't send as many people home.
Right, yeah, so that's good news. All right, 59 past the hour with a focus on your health.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.